The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
In the last days, another twist in a case out of Anaheim that has baffled legals and court watchers all across the country. Where does the whole story start? It starts with a beautiful young mom, Giselle Preston.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Zazel Zizi Preston is a beloved mother of three, two daughters, a three-year-old and an eight-year-old. She also has a seven-week-old son with her new husband, William Wallace. The 26-year-old dreams of becoming a domestic violence counselor and returns to school to make it happen, taking classes at Cypress College.
Joining me, an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. You were just hearing our friends at crimeonline.com talking about this gorgeous young mom of three, a brand new seven-week-old son with her new husband, planning to go back, actually taking classes at Cypress College. That's hard to do. Raise three children and go to school full-time. Very difficult, very stressful at home. With me, Alexis Tereshchuk, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, also with LeadStories.com. Dan Scott, former L.A. County Sheriff's Sergeant, 26 years, Special Victims Bureau, specializing in family matters. Dr. Michelle Dupree, forensic pathologist, former medical examiner, author of Homicide Investigation Field Guide, and former police detective to boot. Dr. Angela Arnold, renowned psychiatrist, joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. Melissa Huttmeyer, Prince George County Chief of the Special Victims Unit. She's joining us today, also co-founder of Right Response Consulting. And a very special guest joining us, Lori Galloway, very, very dear friend of Giselle Preston, founder and executive director of the Eli Shelter Homes for Abused Children, the former mayor pro tem of Anaheim. And you can find her on Instagram at Lori Galloway, also on Twitter. Lori, thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Lori, could you just tell me about your friend?
You know, just thinking about her and just bringing back the memory, she was such a special, special person. And the thing that was most special about her was her heart. She was a truly compassionate, loving, forgiving, faith person. And anyone who would meet her and know her would just, loved her. She was that kind of a person.
I understand she was just over the moon about the new baby, the seven-week-old baby boy.
Yes, she was. She was very much in love with him. He was just, heaven on earth to her.
Guys, in the last days, this case has taken another twist. Right now, we're talking about Zazelle Preston, 26 years old, two daughters, just 3 and 8, and a 7-week-old son with her brand new husband. You heard that she's going back to school at Cypress College. There's so much about her that we don't know. We don't know about her upbringing. We don't know about what turned her into the wonderful mother that she became. But I do know this. Take a listen to our friends at Crime Online.
Wallace called 911 at approximately 9:30 a.m. to report that his wife needed medical attention, but that was after calling Preston's family to complain that she wouldn't wake up. Zazelle Preston was unresponsive when Anaheim Police Department officers arrived. Preston was slumped over on the couch when paramedics arrived.
Okay, 911, 9:30 in the morning, reporting his wife needed help. He calls 911. When 911 gets there, the wife is slumped over on the family sofa. Now, right there, I find that unusual. To Melissa Hotmeyer, the Prince George County Chief of the Special Victims Unit, I remember as a little girl, Melissa, hearing my mother screaming in the back bedroom. And I never saw my parents have a scream fest, ever. And she was yelling, Mac, Mac, Mac. And then I heard what sounded like a slap. And I jumped up in my PJs and ran back there. She was performing CPR on my dad. My dad was a heart patient his whole life, starting in his late 30s. And my mother saved his life on that occasion. So I would expect when 911 arrives to see Zazelle Preston lying down on a hard surface, because we all know you can't do CPR on a soft surface like a sofa, where dad or somebody would be performing CPR, but that is not what 911 found when they got there.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that, you know, that is where the investigation will definitely have to start. Looking into that.
And, you know, to you, Alexis Tereshchuk, CrimeOnline.com, investigative reporter as well with LeadStories.com. Alexis, thank you for being with us. But, you know, I hate to attack an upset spouse or family members. But, I mean, let me just be blunt. What idiot wouldn't try to do CPR, Alexis?
Not only did he not try to do CPR, he called 911. He told them she's unresponsive. Explain to him, you know, that the operators are trained to teach you how to do CPR so you can help somebody. They'll stay on the phone with you while you do it. They were telling him, okay, here's how you do it. You have to move around the floor. He hung up on the operator.
Okay, now right there. That's why I love 911 calls so much. As far as I don't enjoy just listening to 911 calls, Alexis, I love 911 calls because they tell me so much about the moment of the incident. In this case, tell me that again, Alexis Tereshchuk. Not only when 911 got there, he's not even trying to do CPR. Not even trying. She's still slumped over as if she's sitting on... She is. She's sitting on the sofa, slumped over. And guys, I know I'm beating this fact, but it means a lot to me when it comes to investigating a case. Every detail matters. Are you telling me, because I didn't hear the 911 call, that they asked him to stay on the line regarding CPR instructions and he hung up on them?
Yes, they were telling him, well, if she's not asking him, is she breathing? Here's how you can give her CPR. And he just hung up on them. And then when the paramedics arrived and the police, there was no sign around her. There wasn't any blood or anything like that. So they immediately just thought, oh, this woman, you know, just needs to be revived, and went right to help her out.
You know, Dan Scott, former L.A. County Sheriff Sergeant, 26-year Special Victims Unit. You think he could tell a story or two? Dan Scott, right there. That bothers me. And, you know, very often we're told, you know, you can't prove a case on a gut feeling. And that's definitely true. But when I go into a scene and I see the mom in distress and she's still just sitting on the sofa with her head down, Dan Scott, have you ever noticed a defendant has bizarre behavior, let's just say at a hospital or a funeral? They don't act upset at all. And you'll hear defense argue till they're blue in the face. Well, there's no playbook for grief. BS, Dan Scott. I know what I would do if my husband slumped over on the sofa, and I pray to God that doesn't happen.
That's exactly true. There is no playbook for grief, but most people react the way we would expect them to react. If not, there's a reason for it. And the cops that were there would have, first of all, been alerted by the 911 operator that he hung up, and then they would have observed this behavior that just does not fit.
Big thank you to our partner in making today's program possible. It's Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about 911 arriving at the home of Giselle Preston. She's 26 years old, has a seven-week-old baby boy she loves with her new husband, and she slumped over on the sofa. Why is she slumped on the sofa? Why isn't he performing CPR? You know, Alexis Tereshchuk, you and I sat through, I think, every single day of testimony of the Scott Peterson case. And everyone, he had a great defense attorney, Mark Garagos, who we have never agreed on one thing, not even one. But he's still a very good defense attorney in court. He went on and on and on, explaining away why Scott Peterson didn't go on searches for Lacey, had to be dragged to the vigil, wouldn't speak publicly about help me find my wife. Nothing. And everyone, detractors, would say, well, you know what? You can't judge him by the way he's acting at a time like this. O-H-E-L-L-N-O, Alexis. I will, because it's not judging. It's deducing evidence, Alexis.
It's all the markings from all the cases that we have covered. It's a sign that somebody is hiding something. And so Scott not going to any of those vigils or looking
What are you, like pen pals? You're on a first name basis now?
I do call him Scott. Mr. Peterson, I don't know. Sounds so.
Stop! You can do that on your own time, not mine, please.
Well, you know what he was doing the whole time? He was texting with his girlfriend. He was telling her he was in Paris. He was plotting to get together with her again.
Wait a minute, Alexis. Excuse me. Do you remember when he said he was in Paris? He even made up friends for his names and gave them stereotypically French names like Jacques and Pierre. Really? Okay, talk about weird behavior when your wife is missing, or in this case, let me bring it back into the middle of the road, get out of the weeds. This guy's just sitting there. He hangs up on 911 when they try to tell him how to do CPR. Right there, I got a problem. But you know what? Don't just listen to me. Listen to our friends at Crime Online. Take a listen.
Christmas morning, the 3 and 8-year-old daughters woke up to open presents. At some point, Wallace dragged Preston's body into the living room and placed it on the couch. He put sunglasses on the body, and according to the oldest daughter, Wallace told the children, "Mommy ruined Christmas. She got drunk and ruined Christmas." He then videotaped the children opening their Christmas presents in front of her. The 8-year-old says she remembers touching her mom, and she was rock hard and cold. She says she called mommy, but Preston didn't respond.
You know what? That's like drinking from the fire hydrant. I got so much facts just then from Jackie Howard at Crime Online. I really don't know where to start with that. The reality is Melissa Hotmeyer, chief of the Special Victims Unit at Prince George County, I would have to turn that into about 3 or 4 giant posters to break it down, each sentence, to break it down into 10 or 11, 12 points for the jury. Let's just start with putting sunglasses on mommy and propping her up on the sofa. Wait, no, Melissa. Let's start. Hold on, Melissa. I'm going to go to a shrink on this. I'm sorry. I need an MD, psychiatrist, not just a JD like you and myself. Dr. Angie.
Hi.
What about that Christmas memory? Where the little girl goes up to mommy, who's sitting on the sofa wearing sunglasses on Christmas morning. Daddy, P-I-S-S-E-S on her. That's a technical legal term that I don't allow the children to say. By telling the children, oh, mommy's drunk. She ruined Christmas. And the little girl, to defend mommy, runs over to mommy. Mommy's cold and rock hard.
Well,
you think that little girl will ever have Christmas again?
She'll never. Oh, it's so sad, Nancy. How could she ever? How could she ever have a Christmas morning that doesn't go through her mind? I mean, that poor child is going to need so much therapy.
Can we just talk about another aspect of this? To Melissa Hotmeyer, veteran trial lawyer, putting sunglasses on mommy and telling the children, "Oh, mommy's drunk." That's called staging.
Yeah, and it shows such a level of premeditation and an attempt to cover up what happened. That is significant evidence. If I was the prosecutor in this case, and you don't like to say it's good evidence, because what happened here is definitely not good, but it is powerful evidence for a jury to hear.
To Dr. Michelle Dupree, forensic pathologist, former medical examiner, author of Homicide Investigation Field Guide, and former police detective to boot. I mean, this woman's got it all. You know, Dr. Michelle Dupree, how long does a body, think of ambient air in the home, let's just say 69 degrees. Let's say 69 degrees. How long would it take a body to go cold and rock hard?
Well, Nancy, as you mentioned, it does depend on the ambient temperature and other factors. What was the state of the body before they were deceased? We know that a body will decrease in temperature approximately 1.5 degrees centigrade for every hour. So that way we can actually...
Okay, are you talking to me in centigrade? Did you just say that?
I did.
I keep trying to tell you, I'm just a JD. Speak to me and regular people talk. I only understand Fahrenheit. Okay. Now, if you ask one of my twins, they can tell you all about Celsius, everything. But please help me. Okay, Dr. Michelle Dupree. What?
So the body temperature will decrease a little every hour, depending on the ambient temperature and other factors. But approximately, given the situation, they would probably decrease in temperature and become stiff, as we say, rigor mortis, in anywhere from 8 to 12 hours.
Well, what I'm getting at is she's been dead for 8 to 12 hours. Her body propped up on the sofa, clothed, with sunglasses on, and all Daddy can tell the children is, Mommy's drunk, she ruined Christmas. To Lori Galloway, Miss Galloway, it hurts me to think that our discussion is hurting you. But this is what happened to your friend, just 26 years old. What was your reaction, Lori, when you learned that she had been propped up on a sofa, had been dead 8 to 12 hours, had been clothed, and got sunglasses put on her face when 911 arrived?
It was excruciating, and I knew too much already. I knew a lot of the background. I knew how much Zizi wanted to leave the situation, how many times she tried. So when I heard that, I knew so much already. But to then think of the children, and I know each of the children personally, to think that they had seen that, and my immediate thing was, what is to happen with them? How is this going to affect them and the rest of their lives? It was just, it was really a lot to be able to take. It was just, and I just knew too much. I wish I didn't. Maybe it wouldn't have hurt so much.
Big thank you to our partner in making today's program possible is Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Lori Galloway is with me. This is Zelle's very dear friend. She is founder of the Eli Shelter Home for Abused Children. She's the former mayor pro tem of the city of Anaheim. On Insta, she's at Lori Galloway. Twitter, at Lori underscore Galloway. And the reason I'm giving you all of these credentials is I learned prosecuting felonies, Lori, and as a volunteer at the Battered Women's Center for nearly 10 years on the hotline, that out there in the world, a lot of people believe abuse, domestic violence, as we call it, to try to make it, that's, you know, quite the euphemism, family violence. They think it's somebody else. They think it's poor people or uneducated people or some other race or some other country or some other section of town. It's not.
You're right.
I had, well, I can't say who I had call in, but a very prominent politician in Atlanta at the time, wife, would call the hotline all the time. And we all knew it, but she did not want her husband arrested. She just needed somebody to talk to. She couldn't tell anybody. And I would walk away just with my stomach clenched like that, knowing what I know. And that's just what you just said.
Yeah.
Right? What did you know? When you say you knew too much, what did you know?
Well, Zizi was wanting to get out of the situation, and she, he was just stronger in so many ways and manipulative. And it was a perfect case scenario as far as for him, because he could control her. He knew how to get her to do things that she didn't want to do. It wasn't at all that she didn't know what was going on. I mean, she tried to do everything possible. She had resources. She knew she could come to us and that we would protect her with everything. She was in college at the time. She knew about domestic violence. She wrote papers that got A pluses on what domestic violence was and how to recognize it and how to protect yourself from it. So there was so much that she knew, but there was so much about Zizi that made her this kind of victim. But yet she was knowledgeable. She knew what was going on. She did not have the strength to get out of it.
To Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist out of Atlanta at AngelaArnoldMD.com, this is one of your specialties. You deal a lot with women and their emotional ups and downs. This woman wanted to complete classes at Cypress College and become a domestic violence counselor, yet she's a victim of domestic violence.
Not only is she a victim of domestic violence, Nancy, didn't you also say that she had a seven-week-old baby? I mean, to me, that puts a whole nother level of something on this.
I don't think that that's a medical diagnosis, a whole other level of something. What?
Well, what I mean to say is that now here she found herself with a seven-week-old baby, and I'm not sure how much she had tried previously to get out of this relationship, if she had, but then you find yourself strapped down with a new baby, and it was his baby, correct?
Yes, her new husband. You're right, whole nother layer. Well, the story unfolds. What does the husband, William Wallace, say? Listen.
Wallace told police that Preston had fallen over the threshold of their apartment. She landed face first on a glass coffee table, shattering it. Preston's oldest daughter testified that Wallace asked her to pull pieces of glass from her mother's body before he carried Preston into a bathroom, where Wallace dropped Preston. Her head hit the side of a toilet seat, according to the daughter. Wallace says at some point he noticed Preston was gurgling and having trouble breathing. He says he tried to revive her in the bathtub by turning on the shower, but that didn't work. He told police he pulled her out of the shower by grabbing her around the torso, but he told Preston's mom he had pulled her out by her feet. At that point, he put Preston into their bed, then passed out beside her.
Does that jive with an earlier statement he gave? Listen.
Christmas Eve, the couple attended a neighbor's party, but began fighting. That fight continued once they were back in their home. According to the Orange County Register, Wallace admitted that he had, quote, tossed Preston around a bit during their argument and that he caught Preston dragging her back inside their Anaheim apartment when she tried to run away. One neighbor says they saw Wallace lifting what looked like a body at the apartment gate. The paper reported police found blood in the apartment, holes in the walls, and a door off its hinges.
Holes in the walls, door off hinges. police gathering information, take a listen to the coroner's report.
According to the coroner's report, Preston died of blunt force trauma to the head, rendering her unconscious. A police report says Preston sustained 4 to 6 blunt force injuries and her brain hemorrhaged. As police gathered information and Wallace's story changed repeatedly, there seemed to be at least 4 points in which Preston sustained those injuries. Wallace tells police that as the couple argued, he pushed her and she fell back onto the mattress.
I want to go straight out to Dr. Michelle Dupree. You know, pushing somebody onto a mattress, I hardly think is going to be a COD cause of death. You're the former medical examiner, forensic pathologist. Explain, how is she getting bludgeoned dead with, I think the reporter says, 4 points of injury by falling on a mattress?
Nancy, that's pretty hard to do. I think you're absolutely correct. She was struck with a blunt object of some type. He may have pushed her and she fell into a glass table, but she was also struck with something else at least 3 other times to have 4 injuries.
4 injuries. And to find the injuries on autopsy, what does that tell you?
So that tells me basically that she was hit with an object, that it was not something that she did to herself. It was not a fall of some sort. It tells me that she was struck with a blunt object by someone else.
How can you tell when you look at an injury, Dr. Michelle Dupree, that it was a blow from someone else?
Well, Nancy, oftentimes we will find something, especially in the head area, we will find a depressed skull fracture, and that is an indication of being hit with a blunt object. On other parts of the body, we look for something that's very important, and that is pattern injuries. Patterned injuries can tell us so much about what happened and what object may have been used.
Big thank you to our partner in making today's program possible is Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Can we just talk common sense for a moment? Dan Scott, former L.A. County Sheriff's Department, 26-year Special Victims Bureau. How many times have you heard, oh, she fell, or the baby fell? How likely is it that someone is going to just simply fall and trip and die? People fall and trip every day. My sister just fell last week, and she broke her hand because she blocked her fall. but she didn't die. I mean, it just, it defies logic. You hear people say, oh, I was changing the baby on the changing table and it fell and died. No, you don't just fall and die.
Exactly. And with the like the coroner was saying, you know, they can help us tremendously. We talk to the coroner, we talk to the doctors, we get their impression of what they've seen. But then you're also going to have witnesses' accounts. None of this adds up. She didn't fall into a table. That might have happened. But again, as been stated, that didn't cause her death. That would have caused glass and maybe other injuries. But the blunt force trauma to the head is obviously not from the table.
And also, Alexis Tereshchuk, CrimeOnline.com and LeadStories.com. Alexis, I heard our friends at Crime Online tell us there were 4 points of injury. Is that correct?
There were. And the thing is, and they were all in her head. And they were so, it was so extensive. They couldn't say, oh, this was the blow that was the death blow. She would just been hit with something or beaten over and over and over and over again in the head.
So for that to happen naturally, she would have to fall on her head with such velocity. It could kill her. And then, I guess what, stand up and fall again and again and again, or go down a flight of stairs with such velocity that she hit herself in the head every single time, 4 times over? No. And then to top it all off, she's dressed, sunglasses put on her face, sat on the sofa, and then Daddy tells the children, Mommy's drunk and ruined Christmas. This is called, in our line of business, posing, staging. Posing a scene or staging a scene can be anything from closing the victim's eyes. I worked on one story where the adult daughter killed mom and then put a wicker trash basket over her head for some reason. A lot of times we see defendants cover the face of a dead victim that they murdered with a blanket, with clothing. The Columbus Strangler would put all the clothing in the house on top of the dead victim after raping and strangling them. If someone is killed out in the elements, I've seen many, many cases where the victim's face is covered with twigs or leaves or branches. That, as rudimentary as it is staging the scene. This goes to a whole nother level. Propping mommy up on the living room sofa, putting sunglasses on her, and telling the children she's drunk and she ruined Christmas. She's dead from blunt force trauma, not by far the first time we've seen staging. Do you recall the case of Israel Keys and one of his many victims, Alaskan barista Samantha Koenig? Listen.
The morning after the kidnapping, Israel Keys rolled her body up and stuck it in a box in his shed, and then woke his girlfriend up and his child up, went to New Orleans, boarded a cruise ship, and then came back about 2.5 weeks later. Because of the cold temperatures, she had frozen, and then he thawed her out and had to apply makeup to her in order to make her look more lifelike.
You're hearing our friends at Oxygen Method of a serial killer. There, he applies makeup to Samantha's face. Take a listen to more.
Keys explained to us that Ms. Koenig had already been killed when he took that ransom photograph. That he had used a needle and thread to make her eyes appear as though she might still be alive.
So there you hear more about serial killer Israel Keys applying makeup. He braided his victim's hair. Her eyes were sewn open to give her the appearance that she was alive. That is definitely posing or staging the scene. That was from Investigation Discovery, Dark Minds. But Israel Keys, may he rot in hell, is by far not the only one that did that. I'm sure you remember BTK, Bind, Torture, Kill, Dennis Rader. He would redress his victims after assaulting them and killing them, apply wigs and makeup. Listen to this.
Well, he actually wasn't going to put her under a bridge. It was a foggy, rainy, like snowy night. He was looking for an abandoned barn because that was part of his fantasy. He wanted to take her there and he couldn't find it. So he finally just put her under the bridge in the culvert. So that wasn't the plan. Again, many of his plans did not work out the way he expected them to. The other one, Maureen Hedge, he took out of her house and took her to his church where he had taped up plastic around the windows. And he wanted to take pictures of her body in other women's underwear that he had stolen.
Okay, you are hearing Dr. Catherine Ranslam, author of Untold Story About BTK. She is a professor at DeSalle University, speaking to me about Dennis Rader. I want to go to our shrink, and I say that in a loving, caring way. Dr. Angela Arnold, renowned psychiatrist, joining me out of Atlanta. Those are two examples. There's also, well, here's a famous one, Ted Bundy. With his victims, he would often bathe them. When he bathed them, applied makeup, redid the hair. He was a necrophiliac. He would have sex with the dead bodies or dead body parts. But he would definitely pose and stage the dead victim's body. Now, definitely need a shrink on this. Go ahead, Dr. Angie. I'm not quite sure how to even form the question on this.
Well, I think that it might be two different things. I believe that the man that killed this young woman posed and staged her for the benefit of the children. And it was Christmas, and he wanted everything to look like it was normal, and he was explaining himself about something, about her condition. However, I believe that in the case of the serial killers, when they pose and stage the different bodies, they're getting more out of the act. The act that they perform of the serial killing and the rape and whatever else they do to the body is not finished. They get more out of the actual act of staging and posing the body. There probably is some control in that. They may get some more sexual satisfaction out of that. They can't do this to a live human being, and so they get all of their sexual gratification and their control gratification out of posing the dead body. I do believe there may be a difference in these two scenarios, however.
You know, to Melissa Hotmire, have you ever heard the phrase, don't bring a knife to a gunfight?
I have.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm about to do. I'm bringing a knife when Dr. Angela Arnold has an Uzi. But I disagree with her. This guy had 12 hours to dress her, to dress Giselle Zizi, to pat her hair down after he had beaten her in the head. Remember, nobody could see anything wrong with her. Her hair was in place. She had sunglasses on. Her clothes were not bloody. He could have put her in bed and said, Mommy doesn't feel well this morning. Or he could have gotten rid of the body, dumped it somewhere and said, Mommy got sick and had to go to the doctor. We're going to open up our presents anyway. No. He had her dressed. He had her hair fixed. He had sunglasses on her and propped her up on the sofa and videoed the children opening their Christmas gifts like it was a normal Christmas morning. No. He did this for at least 8 to 12 hours, Melissa.
Yeah. I think you're right. I also only have a JB, but this is somebody who I think is getting some sort of gratification out of it, or, you know, has some sort of, I don't know, he's the only word I can think of is psychopath, because who would do something like that to children, to your wife? I just can't think of very many things that are so traumatic to children and are so degrading to the woman that you are allegedly married to and love.
I'm glad you said that, Melissa Hotmire. Degrading, because all I could think of was desecrating. To Lori Galloway, a very dear friend of Zazelle Preston, just 26 years old, the founder of the Eli Shelter Home for Abused Children, former mayor pro tem of Anaheim. Not only did he kill her, beat her dead, but he then desecrated her, or as Melissa Hotmire correctly states, he degraded her by putting on this charade with her dead body for the children.
It was just, I'm really having, this is difficult to hear again, because it brings back all these memories of that time, that evening. And you're so right about the time frame. It didn't just happen. I mean, that party where they had the fight, that Christmas party, it started then. So, and that was early on in the evening. So it was a whole night of doing this. And when we hear that it takes 8 to 10 hours, 12 hours for rigor mortis to set in, that makes sense. It does make sense that she had died many hours before Christmas morning. And so, that was psychopathic to be able to do something like that. And then, you know, just be so callous that you could take a video of this. And, oh my gosh, and did we even talk about how he put the baby to her breast to try to feed the baby, knowing full well she had died?
Oh, okay, whoa, wait. What did you just say?
He put the baby on Giselle's chest, and because the baby was crying and wanted to be fed. So knowing absolutely full well that she was already dead, he places the baby there to feed. Okay, so that talks really brings in what you're trying to say, is that he took some kind of sick joy in this, in watching someone dead perform things that someone alive is supposed to do. What is that? It's so hard to...
Alexis Tereshchuk, what's the latest on the case against husband William Wallace?
He has been convicted and found guilty by a jury. They convicted him of murdering Giselle.
When is sentencing?
June 4th.
If he's convicted of murder one in California, he can get life behind bars, correct?
Yes, he can. He is facing life behind bars.
We wait as justice unfolds.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Constantly making trips to Home Depot? Introducing Drop, the app that rewards you for every shopping trip. Earn free gift cards for shopping. Download the Drop app now and use code DROP33 to get $5 in points.
pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.